Appreciate members of my cabinet joining me today with some of our citizens who care about the future of our country and are willing to do something about it. Earlier today, I signed an executive order establishing the President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. I have asked people from the business world, the faith world, the nonprofit world to join this council in order to come up with recommendations as to how to better educate people from all walks of life about matters pertaining to their finances and their future. Chuck Schwab is the chairman of this group, and John Hope Bryan is the vice chair. These two men have agreed to take time to take the lead, and I appreciate it. You know, it's interesting that if we want America to be as hopeful a place as it can be, we want people owning assets. We want people investing. We want people owning homes. But oftentimes, to be able to do so requires literacy when it comes to financial matters. And sometimes people just simply don't know what they're looking at and reading. And it can lead to personal financial crises. And that personal financial crises, if accumulated to too many folks, hurts our country. You know, one of the issues that many of our folks are facing there are these subprime mortgages. I just wonder how many people, when they bought a subprime mortgage, knew what they were getting into. Low interest rates sound very attractive, and all of a sudden that contract kicks in, people paying high interest rates. One of the missions is to make sure that when somebody gets a financial instrument, they know what they're getting into, know what they're buying, they understand. We want people to own assets, we want people to be able to manage their assets. We want people to understand basic financial concepts, how credit cards work, how credit scores affect you, how you can benefit from savings account or bank account if you want. And this group of citizens is taking the lead. I really thank you a lot. I understand that there are immediate concerns, and that one of them has to do with our economy. This administration is monitoring our economy very carefully. Secretary Paulson is frequently giving me updates about conversations he's had with people around the world, obviously with people inside America about our economy. We have confidence in the long-term strength of America. So should the American people. This is flexible, this is resilient, this is a dynamic economy. And the entrepreneurial spirit is high. But there is some uncertainty that we're going to have to deal with. One good way to deal with that uncertainty is to work with Congress to pass an economic growth package. A package that's big enough to affect a large economy. A package that will stimulate consumer spending. And a package that will stimulate business, including small business, investment. Hank had a good meeting today with the leadership up there on Capitol Hill. Very constructive meetings that lead me to say that I'm confident that we can get an agreement passed. And we can get an agreement passed in relatively short order. All of us want to get something done. All of us want to get something done that will be temporary and effective. And all of us want to get something done as fast as possible. Earlier today, I commented that the legislative process takes time. And I just want to make sure that people's expectations are set right. But I left the meeting that I just had in the cabinet room with the leadership in the House and the Senate with a very positive feeling. All of us understand that we need to work together. All of us understand that we need to do something that will be effective. And all of us understand that now's the time to work together to get a package done. That's why Secretary Paulson is taking the lead for our administration. He will be the negotiator for the administration. He too is upbeat that we can get something done. I appreciate very much you all coming. I appreciate what you're doing. When we look back at this council, and people will say, well, go ahead that the administration took the action it took because somebody's life is going to be better as a result. Thanks for serving. God bless.